News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Rehabilitation work is set to begin on the access road to the Riverton City Disposal Site. The project, being undertaken through grant funding from the Mexican government, is valued at $1.8 million and slated for completion by September 2016. It will involve the building of a 2-kilometer concrete roadway to improve entrance to and exit from the disposal site and enable the necessary agencies to respond more quickly to emergencies. Interim Executive Director at the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, Colonel Daniel Price, says the access road is among several improvements planned for the site.
This improvement involves a fire suppressant system and the rehabilitation of the scale house at Riverton. The fire suppressant system involves having a source of water close to the locus of activity and using the Duene River as one of our sources of water.
The NSWMA administration building at the site will also be upgraded to host the landfill manager. The Senate has passed amendments to the Income Tax Act in an attempt to target tax evaders. The changes also seek to incorporate a new transfer pricing system. Transfer pricing is used by multinational companies for sales and services within their corporate groups and by individuals in transactions with corporations under their control. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says without controls in place, the system can be used as a mechanism for tax avoidance.
Unless prevented from doing so, related parties engaged in cross-border transactions can avoid income tax of a country by manipulating transfer prices. And this results in the distortion of the allocation of profits between related party entities as well as their tax liabilities.
Minister Golding says government and the private sector have agreed that a transfer pricing regime is urgently needed. Under the new system, all taxpayers will be asked to provide on their returns in March 2016 a list of their related party transactions. The Palisades Strip in Kingston has been approved by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, for designation as Jamaica's first entertainment zone. Junior Tourism and Entertainment Minister Damien Crawford says the approval by NEPA is timely, given the number of events and activities expected to take place during the upcoming Christmas season. He says NEPA has put measures in place to ensure that protection of the environment is given priority during the staging of entertainment events in the area.
And they have sent us all the recommendations, including environmental rangers. The protection of the environment is very important to us, and NEPA and us have had 2 or 3 meetings for which they have come out with a fulsome report on what would be necessary.
The Palisades Zone is one of 7 areas in Kingston that were tested and declared suitable to host recreational and heritage activities. And farmers are being encouraged to take advantage of provisions for speedy exports to the United States market. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer says some 52 products have received pre-clearance into the U.S. market. Pre-clearance is provided by the United States Department of Agriculture, and the products include fruits and crops such as breadfruit and callaloo.
Things such as pineapple, strawberries, and even, you know, there is a market for all these things. So there are opportunities here, and Jamaica needs to take advantage of these provisions, which facilitates speedy exports.
Minister Kellyer says Jamaican farmers currently only supply less than 25% of the products on the list of 52. The minister is therefore urging extension officers with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority to sensitize farmers about the Jamaican produce that have been pre-cleared for export to the United States. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica. JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.